No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast is your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
How art thou?
Art thou good?
Yeah, we have to record today because we getting messages. That we are ruining people's week. We are messing up their routine. So we sorry. Damn.
I mean, you know, shit be happening.
Life be lifing.
I don't even think it was life be lifing last week. It was just shit be happening.
Shit do be happening.
You know, it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a certain...
It's when the vibe isn't there.
We don't...
It's very much hard.
Right, we don't want to give you a terrible product. Right, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that episode was mid.
I said what I said.
That episode was me.
We didn't get 5 minutes in. And we was like, yeah.
We didn't get 5 minutes in. We didn't get 1 minute in. We got past the intros. I was like, No Chill Podcast. And I was like, yeah, so, nah, this ain't it.
This ain't it.
We can see it. Oh, yeah. We tried. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So here we are. Right. Back. Ready.
Full effect. Bitch.
Let's go.
Ho.
Hey.
Did you see the trailer for the Freaknik documentary?
I did.
Are you ready for it?
I am.
First of all,
somebody told me why they didn't drop that in Black History Month.
Cause that's the type of shit. Cause like honestly, I feel like it's some shit in that documentary that ain't on that trailer. That like, if they
that's
really get
I
deep
was like,
into
this
the
trailer, see, I was like, it is a
fluffy.
Okay.
Like yeah, this
but
is
the
a
shit
party.
That was really going down at the Freaknik led.
I would just say this. Donald Trump was not the first one to grab him by the pussy. That's like, it was a time. Like, it was, I can't fully say, I can't say shit. I wasn't there. But, you know, like, it ain't like a dark time. It was an enjoyable time. But at the same time, it was not always great. Like, it's hard to fucking gauge. It's like, oh, man, it was the shit. But, you know. With some shit going down.
I mean, you know what's so wild about this? Do you think the people who was at Freaknik back in the day is shaking in their boots? Because you don't know what's going to be portrayed, right? You was out there living your best 20-year-old life, and now you look back 40 years later.
I will say that.
And they like, shit.
I will say that.
Because let me tell you why I say that. You know how, like, Chicago 2000... Nitro juke, showing up like over the land, and I was in my head like, thank God I was never in Nitro, and I'm looking at the house party, the basement parties, and this footage coming up, and I'm like, I couldn't imagine like today me in this age.
I'm ready to tell
my story.
If that footage
showed up from the times, I'd have been like, oh my God,
I wouldn't. I'd have been proud. I'd have stood on business. You bring out any old footage?
Nitro, God forbid they did the hall.
The rink.
The rink. Child.
I done had some nights over there. Yeah, I done had some nights. I done trekked out south. Home. Like, yeah, like, no. I will stand on business with any old footage that they pull out from my child. Like, I can't speak. So, like, this is why,
it's
like.
Because so when I see the footage, I forget how cringy shit was.
Oh, it was very.
Like, oh. At the time, you know, when I saw some of the phone, I was like. Y'all was doing what?
You like y'all was like it's you know what, it's crazy because like these would be the current tweener grandparents who was out here in the streets. So like, and you know, we in the age of Sexy Red and Lotto and then like just women being more vocal, especially in rap. So like I this would be some shit with like, I dare you to talk shit about what they saying when there is time-stamped evidence of you being as ratchet as possible. Do I got to pull out the Polaroid?
Let me tell you how I knew I was a woman at a particular age. I was minding my business, and on the television, they had like a trailer for Baddies. The little reality show.
Yeah.
I guess a spinoff of the Bad Girls Club or something of the sort. Baby, I was...
Ratchet bitches fighting.
I was clutching my pearls.
Yeah.
As if I didn't grow up on the Bad Girls Club. Like, yeah, I didn't have every intention on auditioning for the Bad Girls Club.
We grew up on the real world. We the real workers. Like, let's one fight per season, one beat per season.
You want to check your ass? Oh my god! What is? I was so appalled.
They throwing ass and throwing hands.
Let me not judge. Pull it back, Shell. Pull it back, Shell.
Nah, I just want to see because it's like it's hard to see because like I'm thinking about it.
You know it's hard out here for
like. Like, they used to, like, had an advertisements for that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Spring
it's
break.
And
Black Bike Week and all that shit. Like, so freaking, like, yo, like, that's some, man. Like, I mean, I will say, even though at that time, I don't think black people have ever been freer than they were. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I tell people, like, even now, like, When I'm like getting ready like to plan like events, kickback, shit like that, and I'm dealing with like some older people, like maybe just like, you know, maybe 15 years older than me, like if we doing like some alumni type shit, and they'll be trying to overthink it, and I'll be like, hey, we honestly what we need is somebody's house, some speakers, some liquor, and somewhere to smoke. And we're good.
Have a good time.
We don't need much. We'll get food. We'll figure that out. Yes, it does. And I'm not gonna go there. Aww. I'm not gonna go there because we are up the street.
Yeah.
We are up the street. Aww, from the Epic Band House.
Yeah.
Epic Band House. Mama Rhonda's house.
R.I.P. Rhonda.
Rest in peace, Mama Rhonda.
Yes.
Shots in the F for Mama Rhonda.
Shots in the F for Mama Rhonda.
Best band house parties ever.
Listen.
What you said.
You know it was real because you had band directors in the building.
You feel me? People with stature.
Everybody
people with stature. but like, yeah, even with that, so now, like, you got Freak Nick. Remember they all up in the streets tearing shit down, like, you know what I'm saying? Being like that shit. So now,
Miami's like, don't bring that shit here.
Miami's fed the fuck up, bro.
Don't bring your shit here. There's plenty of other cities for you to go and destroy. Houston looked very promising over there. Dallas said, we could use some extra cash. Fuck it. Go find Charlotte. Myrtle Beach. I don't give a damn where
get
you
the
go.
Fuck out of
don't
Miami.
Bring your ass to Miami-Dade County. That's all they said. They don't want your bullshit over here.
They said they doing curfews, bag checks, they cutting down beach access, DUI checkpoints, and charging $100 for parking.
For parking?
For parking, nigga.
Don't
like,
bring your ass round here.
Hey, look, and I will say this.
South Beach, I will say this.
This one ain't on us. This ain't the blacks. It ain't us this time.
South Beach. Where?
We've had our, we done fucked some shit up.
New Orleans. We would like your presence.
Nah, don't tell them New Orleans. Don't do them nice people down there like that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do them nice people like that. They still recovering from Mardi Gras too? Hell no, don't do them nice people. I'm sorry. New Orleans people who work and live in New Orleans, I gotta respect they city. Like, I don't wanna do us. Your city is already filthy. I'm not going
to
add to that.
Bring your ass to Chicago.
And y'all are very hospitable in y'all filthy ass city. Like, it's supposed to be like, the street smell like the alley. But.
Is that because of Katrina or is that because?
I mean, the city is on the water. And it is like, it's sunken in and shit. So like, it's not structurally sound. Like, no, it's New Orleans is uneven as fuck, nigga. Like, ain't no straight line. And I'm sorry, and I know I got frat brothers and sorry from New Orleans. I fuck with y'all. And I fuck with Louisiana, and I fuck with New Orleans. But these are facts. Nigga, like, New Orleans is not... Like, we got terrible potholes in Chicago. Y'all got terrible everything fucking else, nigga. Like, that shit is so uneven.
I have yet to go to New Orleans.
We
I
gotta
do have
go,
a question.
Fam.
I do have a question.
What's up?
You have to go across that long ass bridge that go.
Hell no.
Okay, no.
No.
You can fly.
No. So
no.
Like,
people, if you drive in, I think
no,
so.
No. People yeah, was driving, telling me that like if you fly in, you still had to go.
No.
Over
no, you don't. No, you don't.
Okay.
No, you fly in, nigga. I'm my right.
That's your.
Put
right.
me at Louis Armstrong.
You
MSY.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
do that. You gotta do that.
No, I'm not fucking with that shit.
I'm not gonna do that.
I mean, we love you.
I went to sleep.
But we not fucking with you. Yeah, see, some shit like that. See, that remind me of them fucking, the mountains they got in Gatlinburg. Mm-hmm. Like, the mountains in Gatlinburg, like, that's some shit. It's a 2-lane mountain road with no guards. Mm-hmm. No guards. And no speed limit. But, like, you know, I'm doing 15 because I ain't from here. But the motherfuckers that live up here, the motherfucker lives up here is doing 30.
That's like Cali, too, when you going up them goddamn mountains. Yeah, see,
fuck all that, dark. Nigga.
Dark. You be swerving. It's the edge. What you mean by
like
that the edge?
It's the edge.
I am on a mountainside. It is a cliff.
Like, yeah, nigga,
I
like.
I did not make it.
No, nah, fam. Like, no, what see? This is why I look good old Chicago.
Party at the house in the mountains. Fuck your mountains.
In the hills. In the hills.
Fuck you.
See? This is exactly why I love Chicago, nigga. My question, if we live in Chicago, how many turns is it going to take you to get home? How many times are you going to have to turn to get home? And nigga, please. Oh, you talking about 4-5 turns. You good. How many turns you got to take to get home?
The way I be on autopilot.
Autopilot. It's muscle memory. I be driving home. That shit is muscle memory.
The way I be on autopilot.
It's time to turn.
I be leaving the bartender house. I'm like, I just got to go straight for 7 minutes. And then I'm going to make a right. And I'm going to go straight for 7 minutes.
And then I'm going to make another right. And I'm going to go straight for 4 minutes.
What is you saying?
Yeah, fuck all that shit.
It's all flat land.
All flat land. Yeah, I don't need no obstacles.
You know what? I was at
nothing past the speed bump.
And this couple came in that was visiting from Dallas. And they were saying they were doing like a black foodie tour. And I was like, oh, do you guys have social media type stuff? They was like, nah, this is something we wanted to do. We come to Chicago, we want to do it. And so we was having a great time. They was like, you know what? And this is the thing that if you, for those who's listening, who's not from here and maybe never have visited here.
Mm-hmm.
Your bad, one. But the couple was pretty much like, it's not what I expected to be, or at least how they portray Chicago to be on TV.
Of course not.
And I was like, yes. And I said, you know what it reminds me of? When we were children, we used to hear about South Central to L.A., Compton and Crenshaw, and how bad that was.
Straight out of Compton.
You know what I'm saying? The Crips and the, like, it was so bad. I remember being younger, like, I ain't never going to Cali. I ain't never doing that. Like, that is not on my list.
Hey, cuz.
That was my mindset. And I feel like that's how people look at Chicago, because that's all you see on the news is how this look or how that look. And this couple
made
me so excited, because they were like, man, we was over here, over there. I seen so many families. I seen fathers with their children, the food, the neighborhood, the people, everything was so great. And I was like, I love that that's your experience. Yay. So it made me happy.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I, you know what? Like, people be asking me, like, yo, like, if I come to Chicago, I'm gonna get shot. I'm like,
shut the fuck up.
Like, no, nigga, because you're not in the shit. One thing Chicago is low on, nigga, is innocent bystanders. Nigga, you're not. If you're getting shot, nigga, it's because you were supposed to get shot, nigga. Like, somebody, you were the target. Niggas, for the most part, hit their targets.
Or they miss the wrong target.
They miss, or it's the wrong target.
You be thinking, but like, nigga, you're not the target.
I tell them like this. I said, bro, I say the only way we would be, you know, close to the hood is if we was getting chicken. Like, that's it. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't going. Like, how far you want to go?
And
like,
I want a gyro cheeseburger.
Do you want a Vice Lord burger? I got
first
you.
First of all, who start calling it that?
Vice Lords! What you mean? It's a.
Now, my whole life it has been a gyro cheeseburger. And these last 4 years it has been a Vice Lord burger.
It is. It's
confused.
A Vice Lord burger.
It was always a Vice Lord
burger. It's always a Vice Lord burger.
I've never known.
Lord. Hey, Lord.
Lord.
Don't say that on him.
I was like,
what? First of
all,
don't say Vice Lord on him.
No.
Don't say what up, Lord, on
him. My whole family is Vice Lords, man.
Wow. No, they're not. FBI agents
allegedly. Allegedly. Nigga, no, fuck that shit. Nigga, like, no. I feel like you can't claim Chicago if you ain't got somebody in your family that's like a full, like, Harry Potter-ish a full-blooded gang member. Like, nigga, like, it's some niggas that is, you got one uncle, she cousin. Jamaican. Well, yeah, well, shit, that's...
She's Jamaican. I'm really trying to debate. I'm like, who?
Like, I mean, you got a cousin over there.
It might be him. He would be the one.
You got a cousin over there that... You got a cousin over there that chop niggas with machetes, nigga. Like,
he might be the one.
Nigga chop off limbs, nigga.
I guess bleep me out. I guess
we ain't bleeping out shit. If I didn't bleep out when Brandy got a vehicular
homicide... Here we go. We not doing this. We gonna stop right now.
No, we going back.
Shut your face. You was not going to get him started. Every 7 episodes, he revisits.
Actually, it's been longer than 7 since I mentioned that.
Shut it up.
Right. She murdered somebody.
Shut up.
My nigga. I mean, she knows. She ain't looking. I still love Brandy. I love Brandy.
Facts.
Brandy be catching strays all the time on this episode.
No, nigga, her victim caught a stray. Car, dude. That's the one who caught a stray, nigga.
Straight up.
Her victim, nigga.
Straight up.
Caught a stray vehicle, nigga.
What the fuck? Was wilding in the car that Jay said.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. Somebody died.
And Brandy killed him. Now that was... That might have been too far.
That was rough.
Ain't no allegedly, nigga. That was
that happened.
That was a case.
That happened. She almost went to jail for life.
There are documents, nigga. Ain't no fucking allegedly.
But she didn't go to jail.
But
she didn't go to jail. But I ain't gonna even say that. That's lawyer. Terrible.
Lawyer. Who's your friend?
See, because of Brandy. Now we're gonna segue. Speaking of Brandy, you know, I was on fucking TikTok, and you know what I saw? Somebody had, like, they top 5 slept on TV sitcoms, like, TV theme songs. And so, you know, of course, I had us do a top 5 that nobody else did, but, like, you know, except for Friend. It's okay. But, like, because you know one of the songs was, like, the second song on their list was, like, fucking the Half and Half theme song. And I was like,
through this journey of discovery,
finding you, I'm finding me.
Now that I have someone special who brings out the joy inside of me. We can become whatever we need is love and harmony. You know what? When I saw that, I was like, half and half,
G. It was
y'all welcome for us knowing y'all lyrics.
UPN had bops, nigga.
UPN
had fucking bops.
But my top 5 theme songs. A.
A.
I was like, is that 2?
Who wants to go first? Because it ain't me.
Oh, you just said my.
I was thinking, damn it.
Go ahead, Shady.
Go Shady.
Peanut Gallery checking in.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. One, I will say Martin.
Classic.
All versions
of Martin. I will say The Proud Family.
Ooh.
I will say.
Y'all said all versions of Martin. Is it different theme songs?
Yeah,
they like remixed.
It's like
the same theme song, it's but it's like a.
Got more words.
They got like it's like yeah, it's like a it's like
last
like remix.
Got more words than
the
first
Cosby
two.
Show had different songs. No, like, different,
yeah,
like,
but it was still the same little thing.
It's remixes.
It was jazz.
More. Okay, but I'm asking.
It was like jazz, more and then like.
Not more than one show, but it was just like
there was more than one theme song in Martin. It wasn't all.
Yeah. It was like the same theme Martin, song chopped in, then chopped the screw Martin, type shit. Like yeah.
Thank you. What did I say? Martin, Proud Family, The Boondocks. I like The Boondocks.
I am the stone that the builder refused.
I was like,
yeah. Well, like, everybody loves a little conscious rap.
I would say Jamie Foxx, who was nice and smooth. And
which one, which though? One?
Ooh, the first.
The
no,
first
no,
one?
No, 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 no.
Oh, you, it's all
with
like
the
me.
Billboard.
That's the first one. Here I come, here I come, there I go. Tonight's the night, you can check out my flow. Time to get it started, you know what to do.
Here comes Jamie Foxx,
if you want me to.
Here comes Jamie Foxx,
here I come with something.
Here comes Jamie Foxx,
it's just me and all my friends.
He was so smooth.
Yeah, that's shit.
We'll
sing all these on y'all ass. Just let y'all know. But y'all probably sing it with us. I don't care.
Honestly, I would probably... It's a debate. It's either 101 or That's a Raven.
Bops.
What's 101?
Sometimes in this life, you be by yourself. Check one, two, yeah. When I gotta run up, when I can't do no one else.
So
you know it's crazy. Can't remember the last time I heard that shit.
Get it. So,
that's what I like, fucking muscle that? Memory.
That's real. That was.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
This world's in the light. Living one on one. Because
I couldn't wait to see that shit. I was like, yeah. Now let's go. To
okay.
That's good. That's a good list.
That is a good list. Huh.
Who next?
Mm-hmm. It ain't me. Next. Okay. So microphone.
I'm gonna say Three's Company.
Ooh.
I thought he was one black.
No, I just said I said TV show.
I have.
Just come and it's his and hers and hers.
Three's Company too. That watch the TV till TV went off type
yep.
shit. Three's Company was on, nigga. MASH was right behind it.
I couldn't stand that shit.
Hated
that
shit. It's just all that.
Check it out.
Well, this is just an introduction. Shit, no.
I would have believed Shell.
I do.
It's just introduction, blowing up your mind.
Sometimes.
Yes,
you
do
it all the time. So
don't worry about it. We'll have a YouTube session.
Yeah.
Post show.
It's
all that.
Yeah.
Just don't get no.
Way
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug.
Do 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 do.
Harmony.
Hey, it does got all the bops.
Bops, nigga.
Bops.
The Jeffersons.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on up.
Deluxe
apartment in the sky.
We're moving on up to the east side.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
We
saw Bart on the grill. It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. And now we are
in the might get flagged, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. Might get flagged.
We'll play the whole fucking
song. No, because when I play the actual song, we're
I know.
Okay,
but no, I, this is a simple fact.
I gave you hand tambourine, though.
I know, but we're going to spend 40 minutes singing theme songs, nigga.
Yes.
We cannot.
Okay, what's your Russian?
What am I? Fourth, like, fifth one?
Fourth?
No, fifth one. Now you're your fifth one.
My fifth one?
Oh.
Okay, my fifth one will be... No, I forgot.
Did you just see it?
This said Doug. Ain't no, which Cosby's. One, nigga?
All of them.
Okay.
Okay.
I really like the last one, though. The last two seasons.
The hip hop one?
Yeah, I like the hip hop one. But yeah, I like all of them.
Okay.
That's the most hip hop you gonna get from Bill Cosby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
you know he hate young niggas.
I like the one like before that one. It was more jazz.
I like the jazzy one. Yeah.
I like the one where they doing the whole fun dance thing.
Let me see. My top five. Fucking Big Bang Theory.
What's that thing song?
It's. I would
like
have
the show, but I don't think I
know it. I know it in my head. I got you.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. And Live in Color.
Yes.
And Live in Color.
You can do what you want to do.
And Live
in
Color.
And Live in Color. And Live in Color. Yeah, two.
I'm not finna go.
I'm not
finna
do it.
I know you had it.
We don't have the time.
We do. What else we going? We got going.
What else we going?
What are you talking about?
Fucking Wonder Years.
Ooh, that's a
good one. What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Call up and
stand up and walk out on me.
Lend me your ear and I'll play you a song. I try not to sing off key. Oh, now
and proceeds to sing off key.
All I need is
come on! That's a good classic song in general.
It is. It is.
Good pick.
Yes. Motherfucking Thea. Thea's
always
bop.
Gonna be top, yeah.
I've been working hard, two jobs every day. Give it time to my children.
And showing them the way.
With God on my... That's my shit. It's just like... and then, like, few years later, we get the motherfucking Reba song, which is just a remix country version of it, nigga. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. Same fucking... It's the country version of Thea, nigga. Yeah. Mind blown, nigga. Yeah. You ain't know. The Reba theme song... Is the country remix of the Thea theme song. Yeah, you ain't think about that shit. Mm-mm. You ain't think about that shit.
Damn, we can't have shit.
I'm a survivor.
No.
Don't start your shit, bro. We got two episodes this season and you already own your shit. Yeah.
No, but
mind
like,
fucking blown. Like, geez.
I feel like that should be everybody because none of y'all motherfuckers knew.
I mean, I didn't watch it, so I wouldn't know. I
you didn't watch Reba?
No.
I fucks with Reba.
I stepped into it in the.
I fucks with Reba. The show. That shit used to come on Lifetime.
The time. What else you got? What else did you make?
Was that four? That was five. Well, he said all that. But, what's the motherfucking, Kenan and Kale.
I was gonna say Kenan and Kale.
Kenan and Kale had that shit. We had bops. See? Like, it was like, bop, like, yeah.
That's all I got for you. Doom.
We finna go through a theme, doom, so you better cue it up.
What's your favorite show?
Y'all didn't name them for real. The only ones that I can think to include would be Live a Single.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know how we skipped that.
We are living.
Hey!
Single.
Ooh, the 90s got well.
I'm glad I got my girl.
Keep your head up.
What?
Keep your head up. That's right.
Whenever it's time to fight,
you gotta fight with
the whole girl standing to the left.
Am I right? True blue. It's how you like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Single.
And back to the back of the house.
Come on, Harmony.
but you definitely just said it. That was what I was thinking.
But it's still your
niece. I know.
I'm surprised that none of y'all said Law and Order.
I just asked if it has had lyrics because I got a couple.
She did.
I'm about to say this nigga picked Doug. Ain't no words on that shit. Okay, that's it. That's enough of this shit.
This is
shit.
Okay, I'm about to add on order. It's because my brain originally thought black sitcoms, and I wasn't thinking of like every sitcom. But like now, I'm up here trying to think of House.
Facts.
I know Full House. How does Full House go now? Like, I see it.
Whatever happened to predictability? Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Newsman, the favorite boy, even TV.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Can I throw in mine?
You sure
that
can.
That nobody has said. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh yeah.
All around the world and back.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here now. Oh, yeah.
A friend and a comforter.
This is my part right here. Songs in the comments,
okay,
people.
And also, Cold Case.
How does Cold Case go?
The fucking ghostly ass whale? That's what that is. A ghostly whale. That's what the fuck it is. Cold Case fucking is time.
Okay. Cold Case came in.
I'm like, this ghostly ass whale, because we digging up all
the nobody did most.
Guess what happened when your homie starts scaring the hoes?
Love in the morning, new bed dawn, it's me.
Hey, yo, homie,
now realizing my responsibilities, it's me. My best friend's like always on my mind. You gotta be down some more. You gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta move.
Moesha.
Moesha.
The theme songs. I should have saved this topic. I should have. This shit could have been over. I'm gonna call this podcast early.
You should have saved.
We ain't gonna even get to the last topics, nigga.
Okay, all right, y'all.
They not. I have no control.
He's a smart guy.
See? The inmates. The inmates run the asylum.
Smart guy. He's a smart guy.
See, look, niggas getting
there. Sister, which version? A sister.
I got my own mind.
I do my own thing at my own time. Which is
the second one? Like when they was like, I'm feeling myself. TV.
You
okay.
Better go watch TV.
I said that's when I watched TV, the first one.
Oh.
Sister.
We can. Go home, Roger. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We ain't listening to none of the fucking cartoons. Different world.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
Tiny Toons is the one.
I'm sorry. Here you come.
Tiny Toons is the one.
Nigga.
How does Tiny Toons start? But Tiny Toons was the one.
For real, for real.
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops, play along. When friends come to play along. He's so mad.
Right. I'm right. Not
he said, shut up. Play. I don't care what TV shows I watch the show. Just shut up.
I ain't got it no more, man.
Dylon.
It's not going
to be. Dylon.
You want me to take over?
Dylon.
You want me to
take over? Waiting on his day.
All right, everybody. For a moment, we're going to talk about Dylon's.
What?
That nigga tripping, talking about Dave Chappelle ruined his career. How do we feel about that, Shem?
What?
Yeah. So how do we feel about
that? Oh, because the Dylon.
Yeah.
First of all, he made you a fucking anthem. Listen, okay? It's Dylon.
Now I'll tell you something. You're wildin' if you think that man ruined your career. It's the same thing. That, you know, that remind me of the lady who made that song.
Did he not say it for real, though? He said it in real life, though.
He really said that.
You said it. But no, like, that reminds me of, what's the lady name that made the
Water. Are you mad at
she was Kim Wayans? She was back in that time. She was genuinely upset about Kim Wayans.
Word.
No, I read an article about it. She was genuinely upset about that shit because she couldn't like escape it. And it was like, you know, a parody, and she just was like very upset about it. And I was like, no shade to this lady, but like when I hit his song, I really do think of Kim Wayans, like, and not it, but it kept that song relevant in a sense, because that could have been a moment that just faded.
But that's right? Two different things, though, because
I mean, I get in the time that you was probably in your feels, but
you really said Dylon. You really said that. That wasn't even nobody making a mockery of what you did. That's not nobody making a joke about your song. They didn't like over exaggerate the emotionalness of what you did. He literally, I am going to like boom cosplay Dylon. That's what you did on national TV.
Like at the end of the day,
we did it.
Don't bring that up.
Oh,
I think he looking for clout.
You gotta be. Especially in the height of everything that's going on with Diddy. Listen.
Man has a picture of himself with his pants down.
Take that.
At a club.
Allegedly.
It's a picture with his pants down at the club.
A lot of people
he did
got
that
pictures
shit.
With their pants down.
Allegedly.
You haven't been to a key party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been to a regular party where the Q's was just there.
Shout out to y'all.
You know.
What else about
Dylon,
though? Tell us.
I mean, like, he was just salty. He like, it's crazy because, like, apparently he launched a craft beer and shit. Like oh, he man. Thought the shit was cool. I don't fucking know. Time five Dylon. I don't know what the fuck you call that shit. Like, five time dollar.
Like
I don't know.
It's an IPA.
I don't know. Y'all gonna have to Google that shit, Dylon beer, nigga. I don't fucking.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know how you don't take that type of stuff and, like, build on top of it.
Straight up, capitalize off of it.
Yeah,
I did that scene, and Dave Chappelle made a funnier scene off of it. Yeah, I thought
and
it was
here
cool.
We are. Like, all of them, like, disappeared, though. The whole The Band. First of all, their name was The Band.
The Band.
Y'all let it try that hard. But where's Fred? What happened to Fred?
Yo, that nigga. Ness was like doing battle rap for a while.
And I think he was like ghostwriting.
Yeah, he was like ghostwriting, but I don't know where the fuck. Yo, they was like that nigga, Fred, like is in Florida, like doing robberies or some shit. Like that nigga is like not doing great last I heard.
Oh no.
Allegedly.
The only people that was doing something afterward was Bab and Ness, right?
I don't even know what Babs did. I thought
when he disbanded the band and he only kept them two, right? Am I making that up?
I couldn't even tell you.
And then Sarah went through all the shit she was going through, El Loco.
Well, that's her motherfucking her husband. The sixth member of the band. He ain't in the band. Sarah in the band.
I remember. I miss when reality TV was authentic. It was real life was real. Shit. Like they was just there.
Real life beef.
You think Diddy came at Dave Chappelle head after them jokes?
I don't know. Shit.
Just curious.
Like that shit would be weird. Like niggas pull up on niggas for jokes. That shit is always weird to me because like, why you mad?
Chris Rock pulled up on
somebody. I'm about to say, people pull up on jokes.
Who he pull up on?
He smacked the shit out of Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith pulled up on Chris Rock.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That was some sucker shit too. Don't get me started on that shit. Will Smith was a sucker for that shit. Like nigga, ain't nobody checking for Jada's alopecia, nigga. Like we didn't know nothing about it. Bitch, you wore tight braids for 10 years, nigga. Of course you had black. Come on, man. Like, you damaged your own hair. That shit ain't because of...
Deep side.
Like, you did that shit to your own hair, G.
No, I'm probably on blood pressure, man. I'm going to say, you don't know what's going on with the alopecia. My point is... it's comedy. And comedy touches subjects that's not... It's across the board. It affects a lot of different people. And...
That's a conversation that could have been had.
Stop taking everything so
That could have been a conversation y'all had at the after party. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? That was a little below the belt. You ain't have to put hands on that, man. Like, I don't know who you trying to be tough for. Who you trying to be tough for, nigga?
He ain't like him. Apparently, they had been having beef for years.
Niggas, y'all are too old and rich to have beef.
I got a question.
What?
Sad left. Did you watch, listen, or know about the Tisa Risa story on the TikTok?
No.
With the 50
no
bucks?
And yes. Watch, listen, no, know about. Actually, I'm going to say no on that shit because I don't know none of this shit. I don't have 53 TikTok scrolls in me, fam. I ain't got it. The motherfucker said they was watching that shit for like, how long was that shit?
It took me about 3 days.
See, that's too much shit. You got to watch it parts, nigga. That's a drink test interview. I ain't got time for that shit.
No, I kept like stopping watching it. And
yeah, I know. You got it. Like, if I got to come back to that shit like a saga, nigga, I'm good.
It's because I was foolish and would watch them at night and I would go to sleep. And then I'm just saying, go back and be like, oh shit, what did I watch?
I post clips every week, nigga. Make me go viral. Fuck the bullshit. Y'all making the wrong motherfuckers go viral.
Nah, G. Make 50 pots.
Oh, they were saying, okay. I mean, yes, please. Enlighten me.
Oh, so you don't know nothing.
I don't know shit.
Okay.
I purposely stayed away.
I'm going to do my best on Cliff Note. T. Teresa. You know how you be on TikTok and somebody say, tell me about the time you do something and somebody stitches it?
Yeah.
And so that's how it originally started. Somebody said something, and she stitched it about how she was married to a pathological liar. And whatever she stitched, everybody was like, bitch, tell me more. And so then she followed back and was like, okay, y'all wanted to know more. Here's a series I'm calling Who the Fuck Did I Marry? That's called the series.
Okay.
So, March of 2020, I'm really going to cliff note this. I'm going to do my best.
I feel you.
March of 2020, she met a man on two different dating sites. She was Facebook dating, and it was like Hinged or whatever the fuck it's called.
It's called that, what?
Is it Hinged? Okay, I'm not
saying Hinge. Oh, okay, Hinge.
Gotcha. Yeah. She met this man. He was under, like, if his name was Matthew and Matt, that was kind of how his two names were on these. Anywho, she met this dude. They matched up. They had plenty of conversations, phone calls over that, you know, after they had matched. They decided to have their first date at the Cheesecake Factory. So on her way to Cheesecake Factory, she gets a flat tire. She calls him to let him know, hey, I got a flat tire. I might not make it on my date, or I might be late. He gonna drop you a pin. He comes meet her where she's at. Help her get to in a gas station or whatever. Help fix her tire. Calls up the next place to get her a new tire. Pays for all of this. They still go to the Cheesecake Factory. They go on a date. They end up talking in the car later, having great conversation. Everything seems great, right? It's March of 2020, so you know COVID finna hit.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, COVID hit. They both lived alone in separate places. He, according to him, lives in a studio apartment. She had a 3-bedroom townhouse. They didn't want to quarantine separately. They decided they was on quarantine at her house. It's COVID.
It's a Chicago marriage. Go ahead.
In Atlanta. This part is in Atlanta. The things have been so leading up to, they had deep conversations about life, childhood trauma, family, goals, married. Do you want kids? Do you not want kids? Do you want to remarry? Da, 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 right? This man told her that he was previously married in California. He went to school at San Diego State. He married this woman. They got divorced in California. That lady had already had children. Those are his stepchildren. He has a relationship with his stepchildren. Please don't feel that way about the relationship I have with these women. Boom, right? So, okay, cool. So he moves into her 3-bedroom because it's a bigger room than his studio, right, to quarantine together. During this time, she had been living this up late.
No, I'm saying she had been to his studio apartment.
Oh, okay.
She had not been to the studio apartment.
I thought she had.
See?
But the reason that he said he was living in the studio is because that's why I was like, you left that apart, because he said that he had came down to Atlanta for work specifically. And yes, the reason that he was in the studio was temporary because the job paid for him to like move down. And until he could find a place, they was putting him up in this apartment.
In that same breath, this man says he got a promotion at his job. He is going to be the VP of some condiment company. Pick a condiment. And because with the perks that come with him, this promotion is he gets a place, he gets a company car, he gets an assistant. Okay? You're following?
Yes.
Okay. Because all this shit is important.
I'm listening.
So, okay, he just gets these things. So he goes, oh, I'm making all this money. I'm the VP of said company. I'm going to have this assistant. We're talking about real deep shit. We should get a house together. She like, bet, let's get a house together. This man goes and tells her that he got an offer for $700,000 approved mortgage or whatever for a home. They're checking out homes worth $699,000, right? Checking out home. He is lying through his teeth about these goddamn homes. They are talking to realtors. They are looking at homes, walking through these beautiful, massive, beautiful homes in Atlanta. Because $699,000 gonna take you real far in Atlanta, okay? Never get it. She finds out that she checks out one place that they thought that they were signing up on. She calls and the man was like, nah, some white couple got this house. I don't know what you're talking about. Said, oh, we gonna reference him as Legion, her ex-husband. Legion is like, oh. Legion was like, oh, well, you know, they was talking about this. I don't think we should spend our money into this shit, whatever, whatever. Once she found out, she would admit that she saw red flags and avoided them. She gave him opportunities to lie because she just didn't want to deal with it. She says all this. So why y'all, like, don't judge me. I was just in a place where I just felt. Anywho, so that was like the first few dozen houses that they looked at. She ends up getting pregnant by this man.
They was in quarantine together.
They was in quarantine, so you know how that is already.
What we doing?
She ends up having a miscarriage. She goes to the hospital, mm-hmm. Have to get the remainder of said baby up out of her or whatever. He's like, I'm going to come pick you up from the hospital. He had his assistant reaching out to converse between the two. I don't believe it was ever the assistant. I feel like it was him. I don't care what nobody say. But the assistant was reaching out like, oh, he's going to pick you up from the hospital. Da, da, da. It took this man 3 to 4 hours to come pick her up from the hospital after she had the miscarriage because he could not show up for the miscarriage because he had a meeting at work. The job that he never had. Let's start there, okay? You never even had this position. So then he went along about buying her a new car. You need to have a new car. She wanted a BMW blue with the cognac seats because he's promising her that my company says I can get $90,000 for a car because it's the company car. They have went to Audi. They have been to BMW. They have been to all these places. Never got this car. Mama ended up with a Nissan Altima. Okay. All this shit transpired. So they get married. So they met in March of 2020. She got pregnant in May of 2020. She had an abortion of June of 2020. I mean, not abortion, sorry, miscarriage. They went through the housing and the car thing. It is now January of 2021. They got married. They stayed married because all during this time it was still house, car, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. They stayed married until June 2021, 6 months of marriage, okay? During this time, she was like, shit don't seem right. Things is going crazy. She started finding out that he was low-key cheating on her. She was reading the messages. He had some prostitute on the side called Peaches. All types of shit, right? So she's like, when they got married, you know how you gotta put your social security down for the whatever. She did a search on it, couldn't pull nothing up on him. She was like, okay, maybe it's safe. But then she was like, you know, I want to make sure I got enough money. He was taking care of all the bills. He's paying a mortgage or the rent.
His money.
But he will only show her 2 bank accounts, which would be like your Chase accounts. He will never show his off-country
accounts. Offshore accounts.
I'm paying offshore accounts. Like, he was paying for shit. Stuff. He was paying all the rent. He was paying the gas, the light, the
bank, everything. When it came to the houses, he showed her like a document from the bank of like him getting approved for this amount of money for like home purchasing. Yes. Like he was pulling up paperwork.
He was pulling out full paperwork.
He had receipts.
Yes. He had receipts. So she's like, this makes sense. I don't believe this man is gaslighting me. Why would he? I'm looking at the documents. I see his bank accounts. His bank accounts state this amount. The man went along to tell, like, he would get up for work at 6 o'clock. Girl, get up. He would get up for work at 6 o'clock. At 6:15, he would be on the phone with his brother for 30 to 45 minutes every single day. According to him, he had 2 brothers from his parents. He had 2 previous brothers from, his mom previous marriage. He had 2 sisters. Okay, you got all the siblings.
Yes.
That's like, what is that? 6, 2, 2, 4, 6. That's 6 siblings. Okay, went through that process. She hears him on the phone talking to said people. Okay, cool. He started just doing shit. They went on a date. Hey, my company moved into this building over here. Oh, let me see your building. I got to call security and see if I can get in. Like, just shit, okay? So finally, she goes for a second job. They ask for a background check, and if you're married, we need a background check on your husband for whatever job this may be, and I'm assuming it must be up there that you ask him about it. She puts down his social security number. It is a different social security number from the one that's on their marriage license. So she does a background check on this social security number. She realized that there is at no point in time where he lived in California. He didn't get married in California. He didn't live in California. He didn't divorce in California. So she brings it up. This man fixed him out and said, I was a private citizen. She called San Diego State to see if this man ever attended. They don't have no reference of this man going to this school. My boy kept saying he played arena football. No reference of this man playing. He said all his money come from him playing arena football. Arena football get paid like $18 an hour, sir. You're talking about you got thousands on top of thousands of dollars. Look. Okay? So she is up in arms. Confusion. What's happening? And amidst this, because you know you do your background check and you start looking at legal documents, she found his previous wife. She calls his previous wife because her number's unfound. She's like, I don't even know if she got the same number. But she did. She called her previous wife, talked to her previous wife, whatever he told you is a fucking lie. She gives her
excuse me, background story, life of when they was married. She finds out there was another previous wife. Oh, I'm sorry. During this time of their relationship, he talked about how he lost his grandmother, his mother, his father, like all these people. Specifically his grandmother. His grandmother died in COVID, according to him, in 2020. That lady died in like 2008. My mans was just out here lying. So she ends up getting in touch with his actual sibling, his brother. Finds out that this man stole his brother's identity, in a sense. So all that I went to San Diego State was his brother. All that VP of a condiment company was his brother. All that I got an ex-wife with two kids, his brother.
Wow.
The mornings when he spent 45 minutes on the phone talking to nobody. My mans was on the phone like, you see the phone blank? Ain't nobody on. Hey, yo. Yeah, that's what's up. Ha ha. Yeah, my nigga. Hey. Hey, yo. Hold on.
Playing a game. Hey.
Hey, yo.
You got to commit.
Like, hey, yo. Tisa said good morning. Hey, he said good morning, Tisa.
This shit so don't work if you don't commit.
Gee. He called the company to get into the building that he moved into. Nobody was there. Nobody was on the phone. The company don't exist. I don't know the company exists. He was a forklift driver for some other thing. Found out that he was going to weekend jail. Have you ever heard of weekend jail?
Yes, I've heard of weekend jail.
I didn't know weekend jail existed.
Yeah.
But my mans was clocking in the weekend jails on Fridays and coming out on Sundays prior to her because he impersonated an officer.
Damn.
He took this lady to a graveyard and was like, did I ever show you where my parents was buried? This is where they was buried. He used to work at the cemetery. He just picked some random people that had the same last name as him. The shit is fucking wild.
Because he knew where it was.
Because he knew where it was.
He knew where the plot was. Hey, that shit, hey, man. Hey, he wrong, but...
He wrong as hell.
I respect it.
Your extent of lying is a
I respect
wild.
It, because that's a...
He
fam,
got that shit off, son.
You have to commit.
But here's the crazy thing now, for real, for real. Somebody recently did an interview on him. Like, interviewed him. And I ain't never seen a person lie so effortlessly. And I ain't watched the whole interview. I just want pieces here. And my man say, hey, yo, yeah, I didn't get her the car because her credit was bad. And I told her that she needs to work on her credit. How am I supposed to trust you when your credit is here? If I'm at an 800 and you at a 600, I need you to prove to me that you're going to work on your credit.
Oh, that nigga's a sociopath. Absolutely.
Listen, he was, I'm not giving you no BMW. You're going to start this Nissan Altima. You're going to prove.
But he good.
Me, why would I buy He's you good. A house? My one thing my uncle ever told me was never show your woman your finances. So absolutely I did. He was just off the rip.
He was good.
Going.
He was
I
good.
I was sitting here like, shit.
He was good.
Shit.
It was good.
He promised this lady a trip to Paris and London and all that shit because that's something she always wanted to do.
He made a whole itinerary. And never left Atlanta.
Checked out all the... Never left Atlanta.
Never left Cobb County. Never left Cobb County.
Then that was Cliff Note, and I'm missing shit.
That's crazy.
And that's enough.
We're going to check that shit out. Let the people know where to follow you.
He said, I'm done.
Yeah, your ass is done.
Well, you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shell. You can find me on the Snappy Chatter. I, Miz, with the Z, Shell. Make sure you check out my other podcast, which is The Rundown, Equal Novices, and WCW Women Cocktails and Whatever, which is on YouTube. Or you can look at the other two on 1550AF.com.
Jamaican ass.
Sometimes I do fall into the stereotype. I do.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ASAP Funny, TikTok ASAP Funny One. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, and follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/NoChillPodcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.